Oh, welcome to the real BS show.
Full of BS.
Yeah, and I'm the B and over there's the S.
Yes. That stands
I'm the bull and you're the what?
The stuff, you know.
shoot. Hey, I just did my family reunion last week.
Yeah.
It takes a week. We're down there camping for a week with everybody.
Right.
And I thought, you know, we ought to do a show about people who have been married for 40, 50 years. How in the world they did it?
Right.
Or, I don't know. It's just, no, it's not everybody. Trust me, it's only probably half a dozen couples.
If that, out
of all those people.
Right.
But they got it right. Or they did something right because they're still happy and they're still in love.
Right.
And they're in their 60s and 70s, you know.
What do you think?
Wow.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't know. I sure didn't get it right.
Well, neither did I, but I think there is some things that I've learned, and I think you've learned as well along the way.
Yeah, well, I kind of threw up my hands and said, well, just, I mean, you try to force stuff and it just don't work, you know.
Right.
Just, and you say, well, I can fix this, I can fix that. No, you can't.
No.
So, of course, then when I first got married, I didn't see that coming at all.
Oh, sure.
Of course, I was young then, too.
And naive, you know. I was you know, just naive.
Yeah, it was, you know, I don't know. I would have toughed it out, but she didn't want to, so that was the end of that.
It takes two to tango.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I think that's one of my things is I've had to learn is if someone does not want to make it work, then it's not worth it.
Well, you see, some people have told me that they like to, whether they're in bed or sitting around in the living room or whatever, they like to turn on a show and just listen and maybe doze off.
Right.
Of course, I guess dozing off isn't a bad thing, you know.
Oh, no.
They're relaxed and they just like to listen.
Right.
If they had a hard day, well, then they doze off.
Right.
So it's kind of neat. So, I don't know. Let's play kind of romantic stuff, you know.
For cuddling?
Well, for cuddling or for just romantic, kind of right. Low-key, nothing, right. No heavy-duty rock and roll, knock your head off or any of that stuff.
Right.
It's, this would be a night for romantics.
Right.
How's that?
That sounds pleasant.
All right. Well, let's start off with some, I like piano music too, so we don't play that much piano music, so we'll throw some of them in there.
Right.
Okay, let's do it. Beautiful music. Well, being that tonight's romance night, we shouldn't talk too much, you know.
Right.
You know, we'll screw up the whole works if we
right.
blab too much. But let's play something that I mean, sometimes romances start off good and then they falter.
Right.
And then it takes quite a while for them to show up again.
Right.
We got a song just perfect for that.
Yeah.
Now, the song leaves it open whether or not things end up good or bad, but it's just a nice way for people to think. And I think they'll like this song.
Right.
Okay, Seth, let's lay it on them.
Lay it down.
Hold me close, baby, please. Tell me
Beautiful. Nice song.
Pleasant.
Very romantic. Now, what are you doing over there, Seth? You're making me laugh. This is supposed to be a night for the romance, the romantics.
Right.
Have you known anybody or any people or any couples where they separated for a long time and then somehow they got it back together?
I have met it, and it's...
I don't really recall anybody like that, but...
It's rare, in my opinion. I've only met a few people, and I sometimes question if it's possible.
Oh, I'm sure it's possible, you know.
Well, anything's possible.
They made a mistake once, and they're going to try it again.
Right. Make it work, and it's like, I can't see myself doing it, but I'm sure others can.
Yeah. Well, one or the other packs up and leaves. They take your toothbrush.
Right.
Don't leave that laying around.
But how about the ones that have been together for a long time?
Well, that's the way my family reunion. It just hit me like a rock, you know. I said,
right.
And they're still in love. They still, so I mean, I'm sure there's a lot that we don't see or don't know about. You know, there's some bad times. You know,
right.
But they're really dedicated, and they don't have no bones about it. You know, they're full out.
Right. And you think maybe it's because I think from my experience that if you listen and take in what they're saying, because you could be wrong and they might
who,
not.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, get out.
and because.
Maybe that's why I got divorced so long ago.
Well, maybe. But she probably didn't listen to you either. And like, because you both could have some truth to be saying to each other and you just don't know it. Until you actually listen and think about and contemplate what they're saying. It's kind of difficult. That's a hard thing to do.
Well, I started too young, I think.
Well, how young were you?
I don't know, 20, wow. 21.
People used to do that all the time. There. People used to marry when they were 18 or so and worked it out.
Well, that's before they invented divorce.
Oh, divorce is ancient. It's just, but I think that's the hard part is actually listening to the other person because they might be right. Even if, they might not be able to explain it.
And, well, I guess, you know, if you love each other, then you do listen.
Right.
It's kind of built it into the equation.
I was told by
part of the cake mix.
I was told by an older couple once what the magic was for them, and they said that they listened. The other person might have information that you don't know, but you can't be stubborn about. So you should be opening to listen.
I think honesty is a big deal.
Oh God, yeah. You have to be brutally honest to the point that it hurts sometimes, and both have to be truthful to each other without lying or even white lies.
Brutally honest. That's a
because if you don't like something, then you got to speak it out because otherwise it's going to cause resentment, and that's tough.
So you don't let it sit and fester.
No, never.
Yeah. Well, that could be a key element that I've never thought about.
I think that's the toughest part because if you are open to being completely honest and they're being open and honest, then you both are just telling the truth and not hiding it.
See, I always figured that if something's wrong, don't worry about it. You can fix it. Right. You can fix it. Guess what? You can't.
It bites you.
Yeah. If you don't hit it head on.
Right.
And get it right out front, lay it on the table right away, and you let it fester. It just gets worse.
Right. So imagine if, like, because there's things that are wrong about you, and there's things wrong
about
you.
Well, you quit saying that. You know that's not true.
But you know those things are wrong. And so, like, sometimes we're so stubborn, we don't see beyond our stubbornness. We get blinded by it. And then this person's coming at you with facts about you that they see, but they may not be able to articulate the words that they need to. So you have to read between the lines and listen to them and contemplate what they mean. And then you have to think about it, and you can't get nasty with them. You have to stay calm and then talk it out and work it out. And if the person's coming to you with facts about you or saying things, that means they care.
So what a dirtbag I am?
Well, then maybe. I mean, or you did something wrong, or you made them feel a certain way.
Stubborn or
you upset them, you know? Yeah. And so you have to listen to that because they're being honest with you and saying their side, but they might not say it right or have the right words to it. So you have to kind of question it and dig into it and see what they mean. But when that works out, the trust, the honesty and communication, and I think trust is a big part, is a huge part.
So why is it so hard to get it right when only a few people do?
I think most people...
is there a class in high school about being married?
No.
No?
No.
You think there is anywhere?
No. Well, maybe there is. I think there is classes out there for marriage.
The Family Support Center, do they teach people how to stay married?
No. There's religious and non-religious organizations that teach that. You can go to a psychiatrist, go to therapy and things like that and work those out. There's marriage counseling, that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
But you know, the thing is, they're saying the same thing I'm saying
right now. Is it $165 an hour?
Well, probably. but I'm giving you the free advice now. Like I'm saying, you know, instead of going, you know.
Well, you don't have no paper or doctorate or anything.
But I'm just telling you what the scientific literature says. If you listen to your partner and work it out, it's tough. But,
well, it's a little late for me, you know. I'm pushing 70, so.
Oh, sure, but it works for other people too, besides a romantic partner. It works with friends. It works with, you know, kids. You know, if you actually listen to their problems and
because
everybody has problems.
I'd rather just bump them on the head.
Well, you know,
do what I tell you. Shut up.
Right, but you know, I think that's one of the keys to it, though. Is in the long term, is when you listen, then you can kind of tune into what their emotions are, and that's tough. That's one of the toughest parts for me is knowing their emotions because people do hide that. They hide it too much.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we got a pretty song that's... I think this one's about... Somehow they got split up and somebody's waiting for somebody or something.
Oh, sure.
I don't mean to make this sound goofy, but... I'm not real familiar with romantic songs. Seth, are you paying attention?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm paying attention. I'm looking at the time.
Oh, you're running the controls too.
Well, I do. I sometimes multitask, and right now it's like we're just, you know, talking.
But let's rock somebody to sleep with some beautiful music.
I think we could. I don't. Do they want to go to sleep now, though?
No, don't. Don't. We're not trying to rock them to sleep. Right. We're just making it very relaxing and very. Oh, I don't know what to say. Very relaxing, soothing.
When you cuddle with a woman, do you hold hands with them?
Jeez, I don't know. It's been a while.
I'm just curious.
Of course, I'm old too, well, so
you know. I don't know. I'm not trying to get into your bedroom practices. I'm just curious.
Old people don't do what young people do.
I don't know. I don't want to say what the young people do nowadays.
And old people can't remember what they did when they were young.
Oh, sure.
It's a real tough life, you know. When you figure out what to do, then you can't remember how to do it.
Right.
So
it's like riding a bicycle, though, I think.
I don't know.
I think you're selling yourself short there, Bill.
I fell off a lot of bicycles. Trust me.
I don't know.
Load up the car. We're taking them to the hospital. Got a bloody forehead. Okay, let's we're getting off the romantic thing here.
All right, we'll stick on the romance.
Yeah, we'll quit our BSing.
BSing.
Okay.
Thank you. waiting for you.
What do you think, Bill?
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, let's speaking of beautiful, let's play a couple of love songs or nicey nice songs right in a row.
Right.
And that way we won't talk in between every song.
That sounds good.
You know, in case folks are dozing off or whatever, they won't miss none of our commentary.
Right.
Our expert commentary.
Would you want to call this the bedroom talk?
No, that's there might be kids listening.
That's true. They should be sleeping though, you know.
Well, should be. They'll probably stay up later than their parents.
Oh, maybe.
But yeah, let's I don't know. Let's just play a couple of nicey nice songs, really.
Right.
Low keyed, unstressful type music.
Peaceful.
Yeah, peaceful. Romantic, peaceful songs.
To put one's mind at ease, you know.
Well, we do what we can, you know.
Right. And some of these don't have words to them, because sometimes words aren't needed.
I don't know. I don't really know. I think they do, but I don't know. I can't remember what I picked out. Well, it just sounded nice, and I thought, geez, that'd be nice.
A lot of these are nice so far, I think.
Yeah. So, because next week and the week after, we'll do shows where we interview people. We're going to start interviewing people.
Right.
And it's going to be a different concept or whatever.
Right.
And so we'll just...
we got to get the romance in now.
Yeah, right. That way, you know, if they want to, they can always go to the website, pick the song, this show out, and again.
Without ads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you notice that? We have no ads.
Yeah.
There's no money changing hands here.
We don't want ads.
That's very unusual.
Yeah, we don't advertise. We don't want ads. We don't want anybody advertising. Just
we're not promoting anything.
Just pure BS. That's all we
want. Yeah. Yeah, pure BS. How to label that. We can sell it in the corner market.
It's organic too.
Yeah. here he goes. We better start playing some music or Seth's going to go off the deep end.
That's
here.
That's right.
All right, Seth. You do your... Work your magic.
I'll do a maker.
What if I never knew? What if I never found you? I never have this feeling in my heart.
How did this come to be? I don't know how you found me, but from the moment I saw you, deep inside my heart I knew. Baby, you're my destiny. You and I were meant to be. With all my heart and soul,
I give my love to heaven home.
And as far as I can see, you were always meant to be my destiny. Someone that I could hold on to and give my love until the end of time.
But forever was just a word.
Just a word.
Something I only heard about. But now you're always there for me when you say forever. As far as I can see,
Beautiful song.
Right.
That's tonight's beautiful song night.
I think so. I agree.
Well, did you ever know anybody, or maybe yourself, I don't know, where you kind of wished for something and it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Or it didn't go the way you wanted it to.
Right.
And then later on, you're saying, boy,
I missed a bullet.
Well, you know, careful what you wish for. You know, you might get it.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
I've been there. You can't judge a book by its cover, that's for sure. You know,
you kind of have to dig in a little bit to know.
How do you get it right? How do my cousins that have been married all these years, how do they get it right?
I think it goes back to
that. And they're happy. They're very happy.
I think it goes back to the trust, communication.
At least on the surface, they're happy.
Sure. I'm sure they had to put the work into it. That's the hard part.
Wow.
Imagine the fights they might have had, and they worked the fights out.
Oh, I bet. And then I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
And then I think the personalities have to match. You can't just mix two different personalities. Like, let's say someone's an introvert and someone's an extrovert. You can't mix the two.
That's over my head again.
Some people are more outgoing than others. Some people are more like, they just like being alone.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, I'm an introvert myself.
Yeah.
And I've been with somebody before that was very outgoing, more than I was, and I did not enjoy it.
Well, I got in some real pickles over the years, you know, and I said, oh, geez. Not again.
I'm sure there's been times where they wanted to go out, like in your past, where they wanted to go out and do things, have fun, and you're like, I just want to go stay home, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's
probably
a very common kind of thing.
And so those kind of things, you know, like a lot of people argue over money.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's people that argue over money too, you know? And
that's a big one. Yeah, that's a big one.
But how many bullets have you missed? I mean, you don't have to give me a number, but just thinking about that.
Well, I didn't know I missed them at the time, but then later on you find out, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm...
same here.
I don't want to tell you.
Right. You don't have to. It's just, you know, it's something to think about, you know? And so...
Well, then you try not to, you know, try to do the right thing so it doesn't happen again, and bingo. You think you can fix something, and you can't.
Well, I think that's why it's sometimes...
You can change somebody to be more the way you want, and it doesn't happen.
No, people have to be willing to be changed, and it's a rare thing.
So, folks out there, be careful what you wish for.
Oh, sure.
Because you might get it.
you know, the thing is, sometimes...
We're not being very romantic here.
Well, you know, sometimes people think the grass is greener on the other side, but it's not always.
Yeah. Well, the cover of the book looks really good.
I think there's two different things that happen in those marriages that you mentioned before that are really good. They went through a very hot stage where they both were very passionate with each other, and then it kind of cooled off into a peaceful coexistence.
Well, yeah, they had kids and stuff. You know?
Right. Real life things.
That's where it gets tough, yeah.
And so you have to work through that. After the 11th year mark or so, that's when people kind of... If you don't make it to 11 years or 12 years, then you basically are going to be together for the rest of your life. Usually, the statistics say that. Huh. Most people stay married their first marriage. It's just nowadays it's...
Most people do?
Yes, most people do. Huh.
Well, when I was the mayor, I used to marry couples.
Right.
And I'd tell them, because we always had to have a conference before to figure everything out. And then I'd always tell them, I say, you know, the easy part is getting married. The hard part is staying that way.
Right. And you can't relive that marriage.
I'm just telling you ahead of time, you know. Make sure you want to do this. And I batted pretty, I don't know. I don't know where everybody is now. So, you know, but it seemed like it seemed that way. All I saw was the beginning.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. 5 years down the road, I don't know who's doing what.
But
to who.
I think if you get a couple with good personalities, they're not too neurotic or too sporadic in how they operate. And if they operate in a similar way, then they can work together. So if someone's not really outgoing and that's biologically driven, then they can work together with somebody else that's outgoing.
Well, do you think that when things aren't right, maybe it's a good thing they split up?
Yes, I think so.
A very good thing they split up?
Yeah, I mean, if it's getting to the point where there's violence or people are resenting to each other to the point where it's not that they don't need, one person doesn't want to work, it's best to just split. It's hard to work those things. How can you work with somebody that doesn't want to work? You know, if
especially if there's kids involved.
Right. Ooh, boy. I mean, if you own companies, if someone didn't want to work, wouldn't you just fire them?
Yeah.
And so you can't force somebody to
work. It's hard to fire your wife, though, isn't it?
Right, but you can't force them to make it work. It's not, that causes resentment. So why force them? If they want to go be free, then let them free. If it's not yours, then you can't keep it, yeah. You know? And so yeah. You got to let them be free. You got to let them make the choice. That's a tough thing to actually let somebody else make the choice in that situation.
You know, we're supposed to be talking romantics and romance and all that.
Oh, sure.
We're talking divorce.
No, not, we're not, you know, but at the same time, it kind of needs to be talked about because that's part of romance. You can't just be blind to the reality. There is tragedy there. So you have to be, like in a couples, they should know this.
Well, that's like my parents and even some of my aunts and uncles I know. Boy, oh boy, they were so mean to each other. And how in the world did they stay married all those years? I just, you know.
They made it work.
My parents were one. I mean, geez.
They had to make it work. And the fights.
It felt like they were stuck is what it felt like.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Neither one of them could live but on their own.
They were dependent. And that's what I think.
Yeah, dependent on each other.
And that's something that's important in relationships.
But they hated it, it seemed like.
Oh, sure. Who wants to be locked down? But in some ways, being dependent on each other in a healthy way is a good thing. I don't mean that you can still be independent, but if you depend on each other to talk to each other about your issues or thoughts, it's a good thing. It's good to it's good to have somebody to bounce ideas off of.
Well, like my parents, in the end, I don't know how they did it. I really don't, you know, but they were locked together. They did. They wanted to be buried together, and that's what happened.
I remember my grandfather. My grandmother passed away first, and she was basically almost all deaf. She couldn't hear, even with hearing aids, too well. And my grandfather had his voice box removed from smoking. He had cancer, so they used to write very nasty notes to
him. He couldn't talk, and she couldn't hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, that's why they stayed married.
Well,
there's the secret right there.
But they used to write very nasty notes to each other.
Oh, geez.
And we found them. But you know, the thing is when she passed away, it was like a piece of him, because he was a stubborn man. And she had her stubbornness too, but he was much, I think, in a lot of ways stubborn than her, and was probably the reason why they've argued was he didn't keep the peace. And that's the man's job, in my opinion, is the man should be keeping the peace. Because if he keeps it peaceful, then she will be peaceful. And
well, hopefully.
Yeah, usually. But I found that when she died, he became very remorseful, and I think he even was making comments about how he wished.
Did he die shortly after that?
No, he lived another 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
So those 10 years, he just kept on wishing so he could die to be with her.
And really?
Yes.
Wow.
It was kind of a tragic thing, you know, because he regretted a lot of things that he could have did different.
Yeah.
All these things, all those fights he had with her meant nothing.
He felt guilty, huh?
Oh, yeah. And they didn't get violent or anything.
That's the way my grandparents... my grandmother died, and my grandfather died just right after that. I mean,
so I learned a lesson from that. Is this hill worth dying on? Is it really worth dying on in a relationship to argue about things that really isn't significant? Do I have to be really that bullheaded? Maybe I should listen more. And
when it comes to dying,
because you never know,
a loved one dies. I mean, love doesn't even matter anymore. No. You know, it's. I don't know. It's like, what do you know?
Well, divorce or death
is the end.
Divorce or death are in a similar way. They're very similar. But is it?
Yeah,
a lot of
people feel bad when they get divorced or lose a loved one.
Right.
To divorce, boy, it really tears them up.
But that's why I get back to, does the fighting really matter? Or what are we arguing about? You know, like, is it really worth that much to fight?
Well, somebody wants to get their own way.
Right.
And the other person can't understand. And
but what if both agreed
doesn't want it to be that way? And
what if
bam.
What if both agreed not to yell at each other and actually discuss things out, even if it has tension there, to work it out?
That's not in some folks' DNA, you know. It's just not, you know, whether it's intelligence or whatever it is, that they're just not that smart,
right?
And they get fired up, mad, and you know, shout louder than the other person. That's just the way they operate.
Right.
So, well, now we're getting off the romantic end of things.
I still think that it's part of romantic, though, because if you don't have that kind of thought, then how can you have the romance, the good and the bad? Because the romance...
Bottom line, you got to be friends.
Sure. And that goes back to, you know, bonding, spending time together, enjoying each other's time.
Going to lunch, going to dinner, whatever.
Talking about their day, you know.
Well, that's a little boring there.
I don't know. I kind of find that interesting.
Oh, how'd your day go? I don't give a rat's rear.
Well, that's where you
and I tell me different. Anyways, yeah, you know what
the heck. That's the difference between you and me. I do care. But
I know. Don't listen to me.
See, I'm starting to worry if you're the S part and I'm the B.
I'm the messy end.
Yeah. In that instance, yeah. We switch roles sometimes here, you know.
We better play some nicey nice music here before it gets too deep.
Yeah, it's deep.
I have to get my boots out.
It's like all my dreams come true. I am afraid if I lost you, girl, I'd fall through the cracks and lose my track in this crazy lonely world. Sometimes it's so hard to believe when the nights can be so long, and faith gave me the strength and kept me going on. My angel in the night, you are my love, love of my life. Now here you are, with midnight closing in. You take my hand as our shadows dance, with moonlight on your skin. I look in your eyes, lost inside your kiss. I think if I'd never met you, about all the things I'd missed. Sometimes it's so hard to believe when a love can be so strong, and faith gave me the strength and kept me holding on. You are the love of my life, and I'm so glad. My angel in the night, you are my love, love of my life. You are the love of my life, and I'm so glad. My angel in the night, you are my love. My angel in the night, you are my love, love of my life.
That's very pleasant.
Love it. The love of your life.
Yes.
At least one of them, anyways.
Yeah.
It could be your dog.
Your
cat. True.
I don't think. It depends.
Some people's animals are the loves of their lives.
I hope not passionately, but.
Physically?
Yeah.
A lot of petting going on. Speaking of petting, we should play something for our religious friends.
Yeah.
Got a lot of those. Yeah. A whole bunch of them, matter of fact.
Sometimes you need to romance in the correct way, I guess, you know.
Well, some nice, quiet, religious music. Yeah. Something to inspire them. Inspire religious folks to
romance?
You know, to keep religion in their, or God in their life, or Christ in their life, or whatever they believe in.
With clothes on, right?
Matter of fact, I was reading from what I can read in Genesis, Satan was working for God. He was flushing out all the fakers.
Maybe so.
He was testing people.
Right.
You know.
Like in Job?
God says, oh, this guy over here is faking it. He don't really like you.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know more about that stuff than I do.
I'm not sure.
I'm just learning.
I'm not sure if I know it. I just remember things, Bill.
Yeah.
I remember things.
Well, I didn't pay attention in Sunday school either.
Well, neither did I, so I didn't have it, so.
Let's play a really nice, nice song that folks of faith can listen to and enjoy. Because I got a lot of religious friends.
Right.
You know, we just stay off the religion subject.
Sometimes, you know, that's probably best. Like politics, you got to stay off of it.
Exactly, yeah.
You know.
Some folks like Hillary, some folks like Donald.
Yeah. Or Gary
Johnson.
So what
do you do?
Or Gary Johnson.
Some wackos like you. Like you.
But even so, you know, I get what you're pointing.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know. I don't know one guy from the next.
But the reality is, though, I do agree with you. Sometimes, you know, just got to romance each other a little bit more, you know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe faith helps them. Maybe it makes it better. I don't know.
Maybe they find bonding time in that.
Yeah.
And commonality.
A lot of...
cultural and commonality.
Oh.
Fever. You know, religious fever with each other. I don't know. I mean, that might be...
What do you call it? Calmness, not calmness.
Peace?
Peace, yeah.
A lot ease.
It helps them focus on the same thing.
Right.
They both agree on.
Right.
There's another point they might agree on, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Again, they're not too different from each other. I think that's an ideal couple. Is they're not too far different from each other. They have the same mentality, the same personality traits, which are biological, and also they, not too. If someone's too hot-headed and someone's too cool-headed, in a lot of ways, if someone's different in the relationship, those can be removed with religion, because in religion, this is just from what I've studied. In religion, it kind of funnels you into an ideal, and so both two are looking at that ideal of in the
so
relationship.
So you got a built-in psychologist in the preacher,
right? Yeah, essentially,
he'll help keep you on the straight and narrow.
But both couples are looking at that ideal and aiming towards being that ideal.
I got to tell you a story. A friend of mine, his dad was a Catholic, his mom was Jewish.
Oh dear,
and they went to Catholic church.
Oh,
you know. Everything was Catholic. And he said his mom never went to church, just the dad and his sisters or whatever. But he always, he hung on to a bit of this Jewish part of him.
Right.
He'd go into confession and he'd say, you know, forgive me, Father, I've sinned. This is Mr. Cohen, my lawyer. I think you know him. Yeah. That was a Jewish part to it. That's a joke.
Right, right.
But anyways, okay, we got to get serious now. Let's play I don't want to say religious. That doesn't sound right.
Spiritual.
Yeah, spiritual. Yeah. Spirit, that's what they call alcohol.
Yeah.
Spirits. It kind of disappears.
It livens your spirit and your liver.
It floats off like out of the genie bottle and just floats off into nothing. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? Oh, soul or no? Spirit? I think soul?
I think spiritual is more kind of up the line.
What's the Trinity? What's that? That's three.
The three Godhead in one. Yeah.
Okay, so what is it?
The Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Oh, there you go, Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing as alcohol.
Yeah.
alcoholic beverages.
Well, sometimes people like the mystery of things. You know, there's some things remain a mystery. And I think that's another part as an aspect is if you always remain mysterious a little bit and kind of keep them on the edge and not predictable, then it kind of spices things up.
Keeps them on their toes.
Yeah, because, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, small things.
Yeah. Well, that'll work.
Not
but
major.
Let's play this because I like this song.
Okay.
I don't listen to the words, but I like the music.
That's good.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees or will I fall? Will I sing?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Seth, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
Yeah.
I like that deep voice.
Yeah.
Sound like Barry White.
Yeah. That's how you draw the women in.
Barry White. I did a show with him.
Oh, yeah.
What a dirtbag. I mean, a dirtbag. Jeez.
He didn't romance him too much?
Oh, yeah. That's all he did. That's all he did. Boy, my monitor ain't working. Come out here and listen to this. So I did. Right during the show, I walked out to, sounds fine to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Don't touch me. I need some of that goo on me. Yeah, I better shut up before Barry White sues us.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was true, though.
I don't know if he's alive.
Boy, I can't imagine. He was so heavy. Holy cow.
And the women are into that, I guess. I don't know. Some women like chubby chasing.
Man, I didn't want nothing to do with them. But I had to, you know, I was the monitor guy that night, and oh, boy. But when he said, come out here and listen to this, I was right there in the show. I said, okay.
Right.
So I walked out to, right out in the middle of the stage, and we had a conversation. How unprofessional is that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
He's worried about something. Oh, it was awful. But
it's like another...
speaking of love songs, but let's play one of the finest, probably, I don't know, it's got to be one of the top love songs of all time.
Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing?
No, that's not. That's a doctor song. That's how you fix what ails you.
Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
No, it's... Who's that one guy? No, I don't want to go there. So, there's a whole bunch of crazy ones.
This is not Marvin Gaye we're going to play. We won't say who it is.
Let's end the show tonight because I think our audience is dozing off.
They're tuckled.
Yeah, they're tucked, you know, an hour's worth of this, and they're about ready to close their eyelids and you know, drift off into dreamland.
Right.
So... one of the finest love songs, I think. Of course, it went with the movie too. So you didn't have to see the movie, but it sure did fit the movie really well.
Right.
And I think we can say goodnight to everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night from the Real BS Show.
.com.
And we'll catch up with you again next week. Yeah. Oh, maybe not.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll play it.
We'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
And we'll tuck you in with this beautiful love song.
And cuddle tight.
Good night.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And have all you dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all this, I wish you
you.